due in large part to mounting pressure against Israel. I mean, the line has definitely shifted over time, right? Space? Not space. AP News wants to talk about space. I want to talk about a proud Latinx woman. AOC is now saying she will oppose all military aid to Israel, including defensive weapons. Thank God in the sky, we're finally seeing the needle move over. I think even Rahm Emanuel said this. I guess that's the needle shifting. He said it, I think, right after AOC, that you know, if Israel wants to buy weapons from us, they should at the very least pay like market price for it. Which I think it's crazy that the line has been pushed to the point where that's like a radical position. Like you're a radical in Congress if you don't think Israel should get weapons for free. But AOC is specifically referring to the Leahy Agreement here, which, you know, again, it's illegal for us to provide weapons to Israel. The Israeli government is well able to fund the Iron Dome system, which has proven critical to keep innocent civilians safe from rocket attacks and bombardment. I like this framing, you know? Like, she's not arguing that the Iron Dome protects civilians, because it objectively does. She's like, they can pay for it. They can pay for it, you know? I think they can afford it, you know? Consistent with my voting record to date, I will not support Congress sending more taxpayer dollars and military aid to a government that consistently ignores international law and U.S. law. Netanyahu's allies in the Knesset just approved a $45 billion defense budget, and the prime minister himself also asserted his interest in withdrawing from the MOU with the United States in January. It's fully within their ability, to fund the Iron Dome and their other defensive systems. Our allies who need our military aid must understand we will provide it consistent with the Leahy Agreement and the Foreign Assistance Act. Totally inconsistent, but if she's for real, that's for good. Yeah, no, I mean, for sure. It would definitely be more epic and based in red pill if she was like, no Iron Dome funding because I want the Hamas missiles to hit Tel Aviv. But, you know, I didn't think that was on the table. Didn't think that was on the table. Listen, just admit you made a mistake by voting to fund them in the past. I do think that it is weaselly of her to say consistent with my voting record to date, which is like an obvious lie. I don't know why she wouldn't, you know? I don't know why she wouldn't be on. Like, everyone knows that this is a new position from her. I'm glad she's moving in the correct direction. I just don't understand why. Like, I feel like, if anything, she could actually benefit. She could get more rep by saying, like, I felt pressured into saying this. Everyone know, like, the first time she voted for Iron Dome funding was after Pelosi, like, beat her half to death, you know, off the House floor. She never voted for funding, though? Yeah, she has. Well, she voted in that one. She voted neutral rather than against. But no, she's consistently said over years that she's fine with providing funding for the Iron Dome. Rokana? What about Rokana? I'm willing to get my balls smashed for, did he concur? How the fuck would I know? We're not talking about Rokana. You fucking Google it. What about it? I don't know. Go check. Willing to get my balls smashed with this opinion, but I see it as a cynical attempt at trying to get left-wing sympathy because she has not once voted against it and has failed to signal she'll be different until she may. Look, you can say it's cynical. It's impossible to know for sure how cynical anyone's ever being when they do something that you want them to do anyway. I'm just glad she's doing it. You know? I think her voting record might otherwise be cynical, and this is her being more sincere. If this is her being more sincere, then she should be honest about the fact that this is not consistent with her voting record to date. It does, like, that does ring pretty insincere. It's a lie. She said, like, she might be saying voting record because she's trying to thread the needle on, like, a present vote or whatever. But she has absolutely said many times before, like, she's in favor of Iron Dome funding, you know? Well, matters she changed her mind now? Yeah, I guess. It is funny Rahm Emanuel's done the same thing, you know? Pretty soon everyone's going to, gonna have to distance themselves. Oh my god, Bagheera's losing her damn mind. She's not used to me streaming around now. Shoosh. Yeah, here. Rahm Emanuel says U.S. taxpayers should not foot the bill. On funding for Israel, you told Vox in the future, if they want military funding, they can pay for weapons like everybody else. So clear. That's not what I said. What I said was they'll no longer get U.S. taxpayer support. They'll get the same restrictions like any other country that buys any of our weapons. They'll be a country among countries. Work for President Obama. Da, 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 da. It's a different game now. You will not get the U.S. taxpayers to foot the bill for you. Yeah, okay. I mean, it's still a big shift, I suppose. Soon everyone will always have been against defensive funding. Not everyone, buddy. Not everyone. Huge shift for Ram. I guess it makes sense, like a protege of the Obama administration would be less warm in Israel than a lot of the like long-term Democratic insiders, considering the fact that Obama was not as favorable towards Israel as many other Democrats would have preferred he be. Does that limit include funding for the Iron Dome? Look, no one else has the Iron Dome. There's a lot of other countries that want it. Now, what you can say about the Iron Dome is that it was jointly developed, so that's something we have to think through. But what I'm saying is you won't get taxpayer support anymore. You're going to pay full price. You don't have special status. Even that in the Democratic Party today is like a radical position, you know? Obama was trying to avoid all this. It's crazy to find a situation where he does deserve accolades, but yes, Obama probably did face a bunch of internal pressure from people like Schumer with regard to you know, like the JCPOA or his general positions and attitude towards Israel. Yeah. Isn't it dangerous for the world, though, if Israel feels increasingly threatened? Dog, we have to go through this at some point or another. We can't do infinite appeasement to Israel, you know? We can't, like, there has to eventually be a limit. My thinking is that there's going to be a reckoning eventually, so we want to have it sooner rather than later. It's how I felt about Russia, too. I'm being consistent in my position. Full force to defending with Ukraine because you don't want to have to deal with Russia and their ambitions after they've conquered Ukraine, you know? You would prefer to, yeah, rip the Band-Aid off early. Don't give them a bunch of years of leeway. Because this, literally what happened with Nazi Germany, right? They got Austria, they got the Sudetenland, they ate up Poland in no time. Like, you give them a bunch of free wins early on, and they get really fucking confident. I guarantee you that if Hitler had not been allowed to march into Austria or the Sudetenland, he would not have gone on through World War II. You know what? I'm going to soften my statement. It would not have gone down the way it did. If after the Sudetenland, all the European powers have been like, fuck no, you need the, like, immediate, like, sanctions, embargoes, everything, da-da-da. Like, it would have put an end to his ambitions much faster. He probably wouldn't have needed the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. They wouldn't have split up Poland. It would have, yeah, he would have floundered. You have to put your foot down as early as possible. We're about 80 years too late putting our foot down to Israel, but better that than 81. If the Allies were to fight Nazi Germany in 1936, they would have gotten their ass kicked. I don't know enough about history to contest that claim. All I can really say is that, like, allowing them to annex territory and consolidate and build up unopposed definitely didn't help. But I'm not, like, it's not my field. Do you think this is a way for AOC to get points ahead of Gavin Newsom? You mean, like, is this her pitching for a presidential run? I don't know. It could be her pitching for a Senate run. A presidential's, that's a... Can she even do that? She's not, I don't think she's old enough. She's not 35. Yeah, she's not even old enough to be president. Senate run, though, maybe. Maybe. Not sure it would have supported his narrative that the German people were singled out and oppressed by the world. This is a big myth that the far right has tried to push. The idea that, like, if you stamp on them, that will only validate their persecution complex. They already have the persecution complex. Israel has been given, like, basically unlimited political support. AOC's 36? Okay, maybe she could. Unlimited political support by America and free weapons and everything, and they still act like they're the most oppressed people in the world. You know? The idea that you can't, like, that's what they want you to think. They want you to think, like, oh, no, don't stop us while we're weak. You'll only make us stronger. It reminds me of every, like, anti-deplatforming argument made by the alt-right back in 2019, where they were like, actually, by deplatforming us, you're only making our views seem more salacious and palatable, because now they're forbidden, which is taboo and exciting. And then Stefan Molyneux got banned off YouTube and instantly became a nobody. He went from having, like, a million subs and being hugely influential and doing fucking documentaries, and then overnight he became an absolute nobody. Instantly nobody cared about him anymore, and from then on his life was nothing. He returned to dust. So it turns out all the you know, alt-right crabbing about, oh, don't deplatform us, yeah, do it, you'll just make us stronger, it turns out they were lying, as they always do. And he murdered his wife too? No, that's the other guy. Did Stefan Molyneux murder his wife? I think you're thinking of J.F. Gariepi. It's love, you idiot. That one. Maybe they both murdered their wives. Who knows? The potato. I love the potato women. I go up and down the East Coast. I make love to every potato woman I see. What a guy. Easily the funniest Epstein associate. It's not actually an Epstein associate. He just took money from Epstein. It's okay. Fine. It's fine. Don't worry about it. Didn't he fuck mentally disabled women? Yeah, potato women. That's what I said. He's so iconic. Yeah, we're unlike Stefan Molyneux, who instantly became irrelevant, the ghost of JF Gariepy haunts our thoughts many years later, you know? That's why it's important to be yourself. If you're him, you shouldn't be yourself, but it will make you memorable. For Ocasio-Cortez, who many have floated as a possible progressive candidate for the next presidency cycle, this defending statement likely eased concerns for many on the left who have questioned or passed votes in the House relating to U.S. military funding to Israel. In 2021, Ocasio-Cortez voted present on a bill to fund the Iron Dome, Israel's air defense system, in an emotional vote that prompted tears from the congresswoman on the House floor. The measure passed overwhelmingly with a 420-9 vote, with two members voting present. Ocasio-Cortez explained her vote in a message to her constituents in the state's 14th congressional district, saying that while she was opposed to the bill's substance, the vote itself was rushed and did not allow for proper consideration of the issue. Yeah, no. Yes, I wept. I wept at the complete lack of care for the human beings that are impacted by these decisions. I wept at an institution choosing a path of maximum volatility, minimum consideration for some political. Yeah. I don't trust AOC at all. I wish I did. Listen, she's still one of the better ones. This is a good step. If nothing else, we should all be happy that public opinion is turning against Israel rapidly enough for stuff like this to happen. I still think the Rahm Emanuel thing is more surprising, but I'm more happy AOC is doing this. This is what we wanted. Yeah, we can't be too upset when the thing that we specifically said that we wanted happens. Why do you think AOC is compromised or just weak? I mean, I know she's weak. Compromised? I mean, everyone's compromised to an extent, I guess. I don't know what is being compromised and what's weakness. It all kind of blurs from a distance. I know I'm disappointed in her for a variety of things, but she's still better than, you know, majority of people. Being a leftist and getting involved in electoral politics is an exercise in nonstop disappointment. That's not a bug, that's the feature. You know, you have to accept that to a point. It's not just over there either. I saw this polling on the British people, who are generally a lot more compliant when it comes to Israel than Americans are now, I think. I don't know. Maybe it's complicated. About anti-Semitism and support for Israel, where a whopping, and this is pretty big, 45% of the population, 45% of the British population says Israel treats the Palestinians like the Nazis treated the Jews. That's a strong statement. And 45% is a lot of the population. That's a big shift, you know? That's big. It's crazy how fucking cuck to Israel reform is, you know? They're literally like the closest thing Britain has to a Nazi party. Only 19% of reform thinks that Israel treats the Palestinians the way the Nazis treated the Jews. Also, majority opinion in all the left-leaning parties. Yeah, Green, Lib Dem, Labour. Even Labour. Even Labour. Yeah, it's re reform is both the most anti-Semitic and the most pro-Israel of the parties, which is perfect. It's fucking picture perfect, you know? 24% of reform voters say Jewish people chase money more than other people do, or more than three times as many Green voters. But they are by far the least likely to believe that Israel's treating Palestinians the way the Nazis treated the Jews. Very consistent. No, it does make sense, 100%. Zionism is anti-Semitism. Can we call the death penalty for Palestinian law in Israel the Israel gas chamber bill? I just think to make things fair that every neighboring Arab country should put forth their own law that has a Israel-specific death penalty carve-out for people convicted of terrorism. I think since we've all agreed, since American politicians are apparently like okay with this, you know, I'm just in the interest of consistency, you know, it's all the same, right? It's only the terrorists that are getting treated to the death penalty. Fucking monsters. It's not really cucked if they're both just fascist. Kind of, but like Britain benefits even less from Israel's rampage than we do, you know? Like the American evangelicals, the MIC ties, the tech companies, that's all American, right? Britain's just riding the fucking coattails. The death penalty thing really is so unfathomably evil. Did you see Ben Gavir like showing off the hanging chamber? That was pretty cool. Gavir's a terrorist. Well, let's hope he never sets foot in an Arab country. Anyway, the important part here is that AOC changed her mind, or at least said she did. Here, 1 billion new Groypers. Not a gas chamber, Lexi Glorpa, a hanging chamber. It's death by hanging. Anyway.